something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah.
Practicing God's word is natural for a child of God. Come on here. God knows you. And when God tells you to do anything, it means you're perfectly fashioned to be able to do it. Why would God tell you to do something and you say it's hard? It's only someone who is not a child of God that cannot do the word of God. We are called word doers. He says, be ye doers of the word. He didn't call us to obey the word. He said to do the word. We are not trying to obey the word. We do it. We live it out. Because the word of God has taken up residence in our spirits. We are born of the word of God. We are the very offspring of the word. So whatever the word of God tells us to do, we are able to do because it is our life. Say this, the word of God is my life.
The word of God is my life.
I was born of the word.
I was born of the word.
And when I hear the word,
I
receive it with my spirit.
And
I function accordingly. Because I have the nature
of the word of God.
I am one with the word. Oh, come on, that's it. That's it. You see, let's take another step forward. You still with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. My. All right, let's look at something here. The book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 1. You in Joshua chapter 1? All right, let me read something to you from verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant or minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. He says, take them to the land that I'm giving to them. God tells Joshua after the death of Moses. All right? Now, Joshua is the new man. He's the new leader. Watch this. This is beautiful. Verse 3. How easy could this be? God said this. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Kai! As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Mine, oh my. Way back in 1980, that's what God said to me. He told me that. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Wow. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. With that, how could I ever be afraid? Never. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for, I like this, shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, look, God says, I've given you a land and I want you to go possess it. Be strong and very courageous. God will not tell you to be strong and very courageous if he doesn't know there's something there that you ought to be strong about. Do you understand? So he knew there was something there. So God says, all I want you to have is strength of heart and courage. Only be thou strong, verse 7, and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It says, be strong and of a good courage. Neither be thou dismayed. In other words, if things go down, don't be dismayed. Oh. Don't say, why me? That's what he's saying. He says, be courageous. Be strong. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Because you may be surrounded on every side. Things may seem to be going down on every side. He said, don't look around and say, oh God. Oh. Said, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed.
Oh God, I didn't bargain for this. I didn't bargain for this. What do you mean?
Say, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
And I will never be dismayed. Hallelujah. Now, this is beautiful. Okay, you know the story. You know the story. You remember they had been afraid when Moses had sent 12 spies to go to spy out the land of Canaan, whether indeed it flowed with milk and honey. They came back and said, truly, truly, truly. Like Buchi would say, truly, Lily, truly. Well, truly, truly, it flowed with milk and honey, they said. But then they said, there was only one thing Moses didn't tell us about, and we saw there. There are giants there. The sons of Anak are there. And when we saw them, we were as grasshoppers. They were as giants, and we were as grasshoppers before them. And so were we in our own eyes. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers. They saw us as grasshoppers. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers. And you know, grasshoppers never move in a consistent direction until they apply the law of flight. Until they fly, they have no consistency. The grasshopper wants to go to that place. He's not sure when he jumps. He doesn't know where he will land. He wants to go there. So, that's how grasshoppers move. He said there were giants there. We cannot take it. The land flows with milk and honey, but we cannot take it. Why? He says there are giants. And the people wept bitterly. Two men stood out, Joshua and Caleb, this same Joshua. And Caleb, they stood out and said, hold on, brethren. God promised us that land. And if the Lord be with us, he said the giants are bread for us. He said we will eat them up. They are bread. They are bread. Only two men out of the 12. The other 10 said, we cannot go. We saw the giants there. Haven't you heard of the sons of Anak? Huh? Who were as grasshoppers before them. Giants. And they are strong. They are very strong. Look at us. Let's not go. It flows with milk and honey. Sure. God said so. And we saw it. They said, we indeed saw it. But we cannot take it. That is like looking at your health and sickness attacks. You find a giant in your body between what God says and where you are. How can I go through this diabetes to enjoy my health? How can I go through this cancer? Because it's the giant of cancer. How can I? You may hear testimonies from different places. Like you're hearing Joshua and Caleb saying their own, said that the 92 of them. Please, everybody knows his own trouble. My faith is not as much as the faith of Caleb. No.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Bodhi IDP Camp. Kapsaquani Town, Mt. Elgon Sub-County. Bungoma County in Kenya. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m. Wednesday by 5 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +254-726-969-413 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.